today the joint meeting of ACP Council of Ministers and the ACP Ministers of Foreign Affairs. Today is where they meet and they set the pace for the next 2 days. They set down the agendas of what they're going to discuss and so forth.
And so what is on the agenda? Climate change is one of the topics, international development. What are we expecting to happen?
What we expect them to discuss is a range of issues. They will focus on their sustainable development goals, and among them climate change, the fight against corruption, and issues of migration. Those are some of the things that they will focus on. And Papua New Guinea is also bidding for a new agreement that will be the Waigani Agreement.
So tell us more about that agreement.
The agreement where Papua New Guinea is or will be bidding for will take over the Cotonou Agreement, which is set to expire this year. It will expire in 2020. So this meeting will. This is where they will discuss what agreement they will look for, work towards, and if they agree or not on what the agreement will be.
And how is this meeting and the G7 meeting, which happened last week, how are they playing in domestic politics? Peter O'Neill is probably getting some respite from the turmoil of PNG politics by strutting on the world stage. Do you get the sense that this is helping him to cope with the domestic situation?
No, it's not helping him at all. Most Papua New Guineans believe that he should be here to address what's happening and the nationwide call for him to step aside. Papua New Guineans are really not concerned about what's happening on the world stage, and most of them feel that he should come back and really address what's happening in the country. And another thing that Papua New Guineans are concerned about is the shortage of cash flow in the state of the economy.
So one of those international visitors is the very controversial Robert Mugabe. He's come with a pretty enormous delegation from Zimbabwe. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, President Mugabe arrived last night or in the evening after 5 o'clock in the cover of darkness, in the cover of night. Many Papua New Guineans turned up at the airport with hopes to see him, but none of them got that chance to see him. He had over 50 delegation who arrived with him on a chartered flight.
And so you talked about the domestic situation a little bit there. Of course, front and centre of that domestic situation is the ongoing students' protest. Can you just quickly bring us up to date on that? What's the latest with the students' protest?
Well, the students continue with their awareness out in the provinces throughout the country. What they're doing is they're telling people on the ground, people back in the villages in the provinces, they're telling them why they are calling for the Prime Minister to step aside, and they're explaining to them in detail, in the simplest form it is for people to understand, the reasons they're asking the Prime Minister to step aside. So that's ongoing. And student leaders in Port Moresby, so the University of Papua New Guinea, will start arriving back in Port Moresby today and tomorrow. They go to court on Wednesday, but the students are hoping the Prime Minister will respond to them tomorrow, which is when Parliament also sits tomorrow afternoon.